Now, a follow-up to a story that we reported on here 2 weeks ago. Yesterday was the sentencing hearing of Jeremy Armstrong of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, who was convicted in October of reckless homicide. This past June, at the age of 15, Jeremy Armstrong shot and killed a man. In October, he was tried as an adult for intentional homicide. Had he been convicted of that offense, he would have been sentenced as an adult to a mandatory life prison term. But the jury acquitted him of that charge, finding him guilty instead of reckless homicide, which is a lesser offense. And that meant that his lawyer was free to argue that he be sentenced not as an adult, but as a juvenile. The difference is potentially enormous. Adults can get up to 45 years for reckless homicide with a dangerous weapon. Juveniles can be held a maximum of 3 years in a secure facility. So yesterday, the main questions were, would Jeremy Armstrong be treated in his sentence as an adult or as a juvenile, and how much time would he receive in either case? Dave Dagey, who covers the criminal courts for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, was at yesterday's hearing. And first, Dave Dagey, was Jeremy Armstrong treated as an adult or as a juvenile?
Well, in the end, he was treated as an adult. He's 16 now, and with the sentence that he got, he's on his way to the adult institution, and he didn't get what he was looking for in the end.
How many years in adult institutions was he sentenced to?
He got a 20-year prison sentence in the end. It was interesting. The prosecutor came in recommending a 40-year prison sentence. Jeremy's attorney came in recommending that he receive a sentence in the juvenile institution, which would have amounted to 3 years of incarceration and 2 years of what they refer to as aftercare.
What kind of a case did his lawyer Robin Shellow make?
Essentially, what Robin argued was that Jeremy was a bright kid, did well in school, was the kind of kid who would do well in a juvenile facility, that he did have some psychological problems that maybe would put him at risk in an adult institution. And she called a series of witnesses to support that. She called the superintendent of the juvenile facility where Jeremy would have ended up. She called a psychologist. She called the president of the private school that Jeremy attended, all designed to show that essentially what she had was a 16-year-old client who really, she felt, belonged in a juvenile facility.
And the prosecution, how did they counter that?
The prosecution harped on the fact that this was a cold-blooded killing, is what the prosecutor called it, that Jeremy had made some bad choices. Yes, Jeremy was 16 years old now, 15 at the time of the crime. Yes, he was a bright student, but somebody was dead, and Jeremy decided that he was going to commit this robbery. Jeremy's decided that he was going to take the gun, and therefore, the crime was too serious for a juvenile sentence, and the prosecutor felt that he deserved 40 of the 45 years in the adult system.
And how did the judge justify the number in between of 20 years?
Well, the judge, he didn't come right out and say, I'm slicing the sentence this way because of these factors. But essentially what the judge did was say, yes, Jeremy's a young kid. He would do well in a juvenile facility, and that he's a bright kid, and that this is really his only prior serious contact with the law. But this is just too serious to send somebody to a juvenile facility, that, like the prosecutor said, he'd made some bad choices, someone was dead, and that as a consequence, Jeremy had to serve an adult sentence.
And if he is sentenced to 20 years, how long does that usually amount to in Wisconsin, say? How much time actually is spent in prison?
He becomes eligible for parole after serving one-fourth of it. That'd be 5 years. He's got 6 months of good time in already for his county jail time while awaiting for the case to be resolved. He'll probably do some, I would guess, a few years beyond that 5 years, somewhere in the 8 to 10 year range maybe. It's hard to say. A lot has to do with how good he does in the system.
Well, Dave Dagey, thank you very much for talking with us about it.
You're very welcome.
Dave Dagey covers the criminal courts for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He was at yesterday's sentencing hearing of Jeremy Armstrong and spoke to us today from radio station WHAD in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.